with SRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The GOP-led House on Wednesday afternoon expected to vote on Republican Conference Vice Chair Mike Johnson from Louisiana, the fourth GOP lawmaker to be nominated for Speaker, and the second nominee within a day after Majority Whip Tom Emmer from Minnesota dropped out of the running amid GOP opposition.
At this hour, the House is scheduled to reconvene and possibly vote on Johnson for Speaker. The Louisiana Republican won the conference's nod Tuesday night, capping off a hectic day. Johnson became the fourth Republican pick for the post since the ouster of former Speaker Kevin McCarthy more than 3 weeks ago.
That is correspondent Edwin Mora reporting. A display in Tel Aviv is drawing the attention of many Israeli citizens. They're viewing an installation of blindfolded giant teddy bears adorned with photos of Israelis held captive in Gaza. Hilary Meyerov among the observers.
It's just unbelievable. There's like no words, because even with the blood on it, you can see in the blindfolds. I mean, it just raises, it's very symbolic.
The installation is meant to draw attention to more than 200 people who were abducted by Hamas militants during the bloody and unprecedented October 7th cross-border terrorist assault.
Welcome and good morning. Or you would say good day.
President Biden rolling out the red carpet this morning for Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese. He says the two countries share a unique alliance.
An alliance that's marked by imagination, ingenuity, and innovation.
The mother of Travis King says the family will fight charges her son crossed into North Korea this summer. Claudine Gates told Good Morning America.
A lot of it, I don't believe that it's true, because that's something that Travis would not do.
King has been charged with 8 counts, including desertion and assaulting other military personnel. This is SRN News. Franklin Graham has been visiting Hawaii.
It was no vacation. The leader of Samaritan's Purse was in Maui to offer encouragement to people who lost their homes in the massive August wildfire and to get an update on efforts by his ministry to clean up and rebuild. Graham says he met an 81-year-old pastor whose church was burned down and who was hoping to see it rebuilt in his lifetime. Samaritan's Purse is going to try and see that done. More than 2,200 homes and other structures were destroyed or damaged. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Authorities in Uganda have prevented attacks on 2 churches by a Muslim terrorist group. International Christian Concern reports bombs were set to go off at the churches on Sunday, but the police were tipped off and managed to defuse them in time. The attempted bombings are being blamed on the Allied Democratic Forces. That's a terrorist group that's been operating in Uganda now for nearly 30 years. This is SRN News. The son of Nashville's police chief has been found dead of an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound.
The Tennessee Bureau of Investigation says John C. Drake Jr. was found dead last night in Nashville after officers heard a muffled gunshot. The 38-year-old was the estranged son of Metro Nashville Police Department Chief John Drake, and he was wanted on 2 counts of attempted first-degree murder and was considered armed and dangerous.
As Donna Warder reporting, some 2,000 electric cars made by a Vietnamese car maker, Faster on American roads.
The company has plunged right into the crowded and hyper-competitive U.S. auto market, reasoning that if it can sell EVs to finicky Americans, it can succeed anywhere. The company's founder plans to invest another $1.2 billion, and the company has plans for factories in the U.S., India, and Indonesia. Rich Thomason reporting.
You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.